Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. In good years, autumn is a glorious season in Moscow, the last blast of bright, lush technicolor before the descent into the black and white months of winter. And even though Russians are now used to fresh produce year-round in grocery stores, they still celebrate the local harvest when the tables at farmers' markets are groaning under piles of locally, or almost locally, produced fruits and vegetables. Best of all, everything is cheap. As I trudge to my car after buying too much at my local market, I found myself regretting that I hadn't bought some ayva, since I've been wanting to make some jam. And then I realized that I'd totally forgotten what ayva is in English. Definitely time for a refresher course on fruit names in Russian. Fruit lexicon starts out pretty easy. Fruit is frukt, which not only means the fruit you eat, but also means the fruit who works with you. The slang meaning of frukt has been around for at least over a century, and it means an unreliable and, well, fruity sort of guy. Соседка по лестничной площадке мне очень нравится, но ее муж фрукт целыми днями сидит и изобретает то, что никому не нужно. I like my next door neighbor, but her husband is a real fruitcake who sits around all day inventing things that no one needs. And the lexicon continues to be easy with most fruits that were not traditionally grown or sold in Russia. It's not hard to ask for banan, a banana, nektarin, nectarine, kiwi, mango, mango, avocado, avocado, kumquat, kumquat, abricos, apricot, or lime, lime. Limon, lemon, is also obvious, but be sure to memorize and ask for Uzbekski limon, literally Uzbek lemon, which is very close to the Meyer lemon. Note that if your vendor is from Azerbaijan, that thin-skinned, juicy, almost floral citrus is called Azerbaijanski limon, an Azerbaijan lemon. And if he happens to be from Georgia, suddenly that lemon is going to be called a Gruzinski limon, a Georgian lemon. The name seems to change with the vendor's nationality, and they were always grown in their grandmother's backyard. The only foreign fruits that might cause a stumble among English speakers are the pineapple, called ananas, and the orange, called apelsin, because it came to Russia from Holland, and it's apelsin in Dutch. And in addition to the native names of the fruit in general, there are hundreds of whimsical, lyrical, and expressive names for the cultivars. Wouldn't you buy a kind of apple called Slava Победителю, Glory to the Victor? The peach is easy to remember if you like Russian art. Just think of Valentin Serov's famous painting, Девочка с персиками, a girl with peaches. These days, the new thing is the ploski persik, flat or donut peach. But most people still prefer the peach cultivar with a boring name, обыкновенный персик, the ordinary peach. Слива is plum, which comes in many types and colors. Now, if you plan to turn your plums into prunes, which are called чернослив in Russian, try one of the Vengerka Hungarian types. If you want to make that delicious Georgian sauce called tkmali, ask for plums called alicha, which is sometimes just called tkmali. Vinograd, grapes, have the most delightful names. Kishmish are sultanas or seedless grapes. Damskie palchiki, lady fingers, are, in fact, elongated grapes that look very elegant. You might also find the dark Isabella or the pale Laura, or grapes that had wine named after them, like sapiravi. Or consider trying pamet uchitelya, teacher's memory, dolgozhdanny, long-awaited, or vastorg, ecstasy. You could arrange an entire seduction using grapes alone. Grusha, pears, are grown within a few miles of Moscow, in dacha gardens and larger holdings. If you want these homegrown varieties, look for Moskvichka, Moscovite, Konferencia, Conference, Prosta Maria, Just Maria, Zabava, Fun, or Lyubimitsa Yakovleva, Yakovlev's favorite. Now those cultivars could be the basis for a sitcom. Dynya, melon, and arbuz, watermelon, have clearly non-Russian names, but they are now part of the vocabulary, diet, and even landscape of Muscovites, as huge piles of them appear on street corners. The most common and delicious kinds of melon have homey names, like kolkhoznitsa, collective farm girl, and torpeda, torpedo, for its long shape. This year, non-traditionally colored watermelons were all the rage. You could buy a very sweet sort with bright pinkish-red flesh called Chorny Prince, Black Prince, or opt for ones that are oranžovy, orange, or žlutý, yellow, inside. For some reason, the last two are really big kitty favorites. And what about that aiva that began my contemplation of fruit? It's a quince. Not all of my Russian friends buy it, since you can't really just grab one and eat it. You need to turn it into jam or bake them into pies or roast them with meat and poultry. Another fruit considered a bit exotic to Russians is the bright red kizil, which is called a cornelian cherry, a European cornel or cornelian cherry dogwood. Like the quince, you can't do much with it raw, except maybe clean your face with it. It's a very strong astringent. And it's usually turned into jams and jellies. Tastes a bit like a cross between cranberry and cherry. But a third exotic fruit is, unlike the others, very much loved. Hurma, persimmon. Russians turn them into jam, cakes, pies, and puddings, and often roast poultry and meat with them. But mostly, they wait until they are super soft, cut them in half, and eat them with a spoon. And now, if you'll excuse me, it's definitely time for a tea and fruit break. Oh, and to keep me in fruit, please consider making a contribution to our support fund. Help us so we can continue to provide you with our award-winning reporting, captivating photo galleries, hilarious videos, and news from the world of culture. Спасибо. И до встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!